And finally, the Somali government has offered an amnesty to al-Shabaab fighters. The statement says al-Shabaab members can be reintegrated into society if they surrender over the next 45 days. The offer comes after a U.S. airstrike on Monday that purportedly targeted a gathering of al-Shabaab leaders. U.S. and Somali officials claim that the al-Shabaab leader, Ahmed Abdi Godane, may have been killed in that attack. Mogadishu and its allies have recently launched an offensive against al-Shabaab fighters in the south. The group has lost control of four towns over the past week. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Lawrence Freeman, who is with the Africa Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us live now from Baltimore. Mr. Freeman, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. How do you react to this? It does seem like a positive move, that of reconciliation in a sense.
Well, it does appear positive. The question is there enough goodwill on both sides to make it work? So Shabaab is on the run a little bit militarily right now, but they've always had the ability to regroup. And basically, from my standpoint, part of their strength is the fact that the Somali government does not function as a government that provides for the welfare of its citizens. And the Shabaab forces are able to take advantage of the lack of economic development, food, water, energy, and other necessities for people to actually live a productive, normal life.
So then are you saying, in a sense, Mr. Freeman, that al-Shabaab, as it stands right now, is almost vital to Somalia?
No, it's not vital to Somalia at all. It's a weakness of the policy that we've had towards Somalia. I mean, even in presentations that were made at the so-called U.S.-Africa summit, there were parts of the Somalian government that made very clear they do not get any kind of real development assistance to build the infrastructure. They don't have energy. They need energy. There was no energy policy at the Obama conference. They need roads. They need an upgrading of their port. Unless they can give people jobs and a meaningful economic future, then Shabaab feeds on the discontent and the lack of development. And that problem has not been addressed by any of the Western governments, even though we've escalated somewhat in our military campaign.
But there has been this reinvigoration, hasn't there, in forming this new Somali government, in addressing many of the issues that you have spoken about. Is it just a case of they need more time to work this through?
No, the government and certain people in the government certainly would like to see the situation improve, but they've said pretty directly that they're getting no real economic help from the West. They may get some aid, they may get some food money, but the United States, as a matter of policy, and this is where Obama has completely failed and European Union has completely failed Africa, is they will not invest in infrastructure. And this now is changing for the better as a result of the BRICS conference and the BRICS setting up a national development bank in July, and the work of China and Russia now offers potential for countries to have credit to actually build the infrastructure for the countries. If we don't build the infrastructure in Somalia and the other countries, terrorism of various types and different forms will come back again and again and again. You do not eliminate terrorists militarily. You have to build strong nation states around sound infrastructure, economic development.
And on that note, we'll leave it there for now. That was Mr. Lawrence Freeman speaking to us live from Baltimore. Sir, we appreciate your insight as always.